This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The Director General of the National Public Health Institute of Liberia says tackling an outbreak of any disease is now an event but a process. Speaking to UNMIL Radio Monday, Talbot Yinswa said the process calls for scientific investigation, emphasizing that it also happens even in industrialized countries. Mr. Yinswa disclosed that outbreaks will occur without the knowledge of health administration at the initial stage until it is detected by health authorities. He added that the disease discovered in Sino was first thought to have been Ebola until the results from several tests show a probable cause as meningitis. The managing editor of the Inquirer newspaper has frowned on people who use the electronic media to rain insults on others. Anthony Philip Wisse said it is easier to listen to radio, and as such, more people participate in interactive programs. He said media executives and station managers should ensure that discussions center only on the topic and not personalities, which, according to him, lacks media ethics.
The media is the perfect trust. Once you get on the radio, you write in the newspaper or on the television speaking, whatever be done must be based on truth and facts. So you can use the medium for any activity that will be detrimental to society. And that's what my concern. And let me put the interview. But in an instance, even when you disagree with the Pope, you call them off. It's unethical. It's wrong. Everyone I deal with, can you see, the premise some of the talk show can set, you will notice that all the callers will follow that premise. If you condemn Philip Wisse, all the callers will condemn Philip Wisse. And that's what I'm saying. Be objective. A talk show host is a neutral person. Yeah, you play the role of devil advocate. You are a twin mother. So you can't be one-sided. That is wrong.
Philip added that the media is the public trust and must be seen as such by all. The superintendent of Bapolu County says for the first time a road is being constructed in Gonawalaila district in that county. Amasano said the road is being constructed by the Armed Forces of Liberia through the County Development Fund. He said the road project is 22 kilometers and that the people of Gonawalaila are overwhelmed about the initiative. Superintendent Sano said Gonawalaila is one of the 6 administrative districts of Bapolu County. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A Shabi racist who repeatedly kicked a pregnant Muslim woman, resulting in her losing her unborn baby, has been jailed for almost 4 years. David Galasher, 37, of no fixed address, attacked Samson Haji Ali, 34, and her husband outside a co-op in Bletchley, Buckinghamshire, in August. He admitted actual bodily harm, assault by beating, and 2 counts of racially or religiously aggravated assault. The judge called him a thug and a racist to boot. Ali's Berry Crown Court heard Somali Ms. Haji Ali was racially abused by Galacher in the Water Eton Roll Shop on 4 August. And a UK design consultancy has teamed up with a giant Chinese manufacturer to produce what they say is the world's most affordable solar lamp. Manchester-based firm Invedid designed the SM100 solar light, which retails for $5 in African countries. It was developed in collaboration with China's Yingli and charity Solar Aid. 3 hand-sized lamps run for 8 hours when fully charged. As well as a stand, it has striped slots so it can be used as a hair torch or tied to a bike. The SM100 was trailed with 9,000 families in 3 African countries, Malawi, Uganda, and Zambia, and the new light is now on sale. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.